It's Phoenix FM Drive coming up for 3:29. In a few moments' time, we'll have a lovely chat with the ladies from Agewell East all about the Essex Befriending Service. Before we do, we've had a request for a song. This is LCD Sound System. You're welcome.
Playing at my house. I'll show you the ropes, kid. Show you the ropes. Got a bus and a trailer at my house. I'll show you the ropes, kid. Show you the ropes. I bought 15 cases for my house. All the furniture is in the garage. Well, that punk is playing in my house. You got to set them up, kid. Set them up. You got to set them up. Ooh, yeah. Got to set them up. Ooh, yeah. You got to set them up. Set them up. You got to set them up. Ooh, yeah. You got to set them up. Ooh, yeah. You got to set them up. Set them up. So. Well, everybody's lined up in my house. And Sarah's girlfriend is working the door. Got everybody's PA in my house. All the robots are descend from the bus. There's a freak out brewing in my house. In the basement. Cause that punk is playing in my house. You got to set them up, kid. Set them up. You got to set them up. Ooh, yeah. You got to set them up. Ooh, yeah. You got to set them up. Set them up. And never, never let them go. Now never, never, never let them go.
LCD Sound System on Phoenix FM Drive, specially requested by Helen from Agewell East. I've got in the studio with me Helen and Kelly from Agewell East. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Very good, thank you, Stuart.
Good. Now, Helen, you requested a song there.
I did.
I'd never heard of LCD Sound System.
Oh, amazing band.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, from New York, and they've been doing their 20-year anniversary tour this year, so I saw them in Brixton Academy back in this early summer.
Nice.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I urge anyone who hasn't heard of them before to look them up.
Check them out.
Yeah, and check them out.
So you can get some free tickets now. You've plugged them on the radio. Thank you both for coming in. So I've got Kevin and Helen both. Kelly and Helen. Kevin? Who's Kevin? Where did he come from? That's what happens. You try and read a word and say a word at the same time. So, Kelly and Helen from Agewell East. Thank you for coming in. Joining us to talk about the Essex Befriending Service. But first, before we get into that, tell us a little bit about Agewell East and what that does.
So Agewell East is a charity helping lots and lots of different people around Essex. The head office is based in Colchester. And one of the biggest services that offered at AgeWell is the befriending service. And that's what we're here to talk about today, because, as we know, loneliness carries a similar risk to physical health in terms of smoking 15 cigarettes a day. That's the kind of risk that loneliness carries. And so we're very passionate about recruiting more volunteers to help those who are feeling lonely.
That's amazing. So to have done a scientific study to kind of prove how damaging it is to your physical health as well, to feel lonely.
Well, the study involving 3.4 million participants showed that loneliness and isolation can lead to a 30% increased risk of premature death.
Wow.
So it's a very, very powerful emotion. And it's complex and unique to each individual and how people experience loneliness. And we try to help lots of different people who are experiencing loneliness in different ways.
So obviously loneliness can be a problem for people of any age, but really I guess AgeWell focus on older people at home who perhaps haven't got people coming in and out to see them all the time?
Well, we do have a lot of older clients, but we have partnered with the Essex Wellbeing Service since April this year. So the service is actually open to adults over the age of 18. So we do have a sort of varied age range. We obviously we experience older people getting to that point in life where they have less of a structure around them. Sadly, people, friends over the years may have passed on, and they have the needs sort of out of older age. But we also sort of support adults, and that can be a range of things. So it may be people living with long-term health conditions, and so that means that they may be housebound and not able to get out into the community like you or I, and they may have mobility issues, they may be living with mental health, and that can reduce obviously access to getting out and about. And you may have people who are carers, and they need some kind of, you know, friendship to have that outlet. So I guess loneliness comes in many forms, and I do believe we all feel lonely at one point or another. And I think, you know, when we went through lockdown and with the pandemic, we all had a chance to sort of take a breath and think, oh, you know, it's actually a bit rubbish being stuck at home. We were all grounded, weren't we, effectively?
Yeah, everyone had to go to their room. That was it.
All staring at our four walls. And what I found, because I used to work for Age UK Essex before the role here, that we had a spike in recruitment for volunteers because there were lots of people on furlough or sort of at home, and it sort of gave them a chance to think about actually people who are at home all the time. They reached out to us, but as people have gone back into offices and back to their usual busy lives, we have struggled for volunteers. And you know,
mentioning COVID, it's you know, there are still lots of people, and many of those are living in their later years, who haven't rejoined their social networks that they had pre-COVID. A lot of the local clubs around that did have a huge footfall are still struggling to get the numbers back. And when we speak to clients, there are still many, many people who just need a confidence boost, perhaps, and someone to go with them and reintroduce them to the social groups and things that they used to attend. And that is one of the options for volunteering.
So it's not just talking to someone all the time. I guess there's all sorts, like you say, you can go and help people to integrate back into
exactly. So there's different opportunities for volunteering. All of them are about an hour a week, 30 minutes to an hour a week out of your time. You can do face-to-face befriending, where you might visit someone. That person might be housebound or another reason why they can't leave the home. You can do face-to-face befriending, where we meet in a coffee shop and have a chat with somebody. There's also telephone befriending, and as I mentioned, the community champion working with the client on, you know, to help them rejoin or find new social networks. So there's lots of different things. For our clients on our waiting list, we also are starting up some groups to help to reduce the waiting time, because at the moment, Stuart, we do support 400 people.
Wow,
we've got 400 people who have got befrienders right now. Unfortunately, there are still 600 people waiting in Essex for a befriender. And so because of that, we've started to introduce our AgeWell friendship groups, and we've actually got one starting in Brentwood next week, a breakfast club at the Toby Carvery for those clients who are waiting on the list to kind of get together.
Lovely. So we need basically 600 friends.
We do. Yeah. That would be lovely.
Absolutely.
As you say, if it vexes so many people, probably do at any time in their lives feel a little bit lonely. It's something you can do if you're feeling a bit lonely to be a befriender. It works both ways, I guess.
Absolutely, because that we have volunteers come from all walks of life. We've got students at college, we've got recently retired, you know, and that recently retired people are trying to, you know, find their own new way of life and their new things to do during the day. And it's a wonderful thing to do the volunteering. And in terms of clients, you know, and volunteers, we have people who have recently been widowed who are looking for friendship. We have people who, where their friends have passed on and have lost their social network and, you know, want somebody else. And members of the community who find it more challenging to interact socially, though we have clients from there. But as you say, it's clients. You can phone up and become a client, but you can also phone up and become a volunteer and meet new people as well.
Brilliant. And Helen, you've been a befriender, is that the right term, for a little while?
I was working at Age UK Essex as a volunteer recruitment officer, so I was working at one end of that befriending journey, so recruiting volunteers either to be telephone befrienders or visiting in person. Unfortunately, we couldn't send the volunteers in while I was working there because it was sort of mainly during lockdown. And sadly, Age UK Essex closed down earlier this year. So AgeWell East have been able to take on those clients and volunteers if they've obviously wanted to come across, you know, with their permission. So that's been really great. So they weren't left without support. So that's kind of my background. So I've been with AgeWell East for a few weeks. Kelly, obviously you've been with AgeWell East for a little longer, haven't you?
Yes, I started in April when we partnered. So we're part of the Essex Wellbeing Service. And Essex Wellbeing Service support a wide range of need in Essex, including things like support with stop smoking, mental health, weight management, and also the social isolation and loneliness. And that's where we come in. We provide the befriending service underneath the Essex Wellbeing Service umbrella.
Brilliant. So if you're sitting at home right now and you feel like you could do with a friend, there's obviously a number you can call. It's not the Ghostbusters, but it is someone you can chat to.
Yes, so you can call AgeWell East on 0300 37333. And if you'd like to become a volunteer or a client, please call that number, or you can visit our website as well, www.agewelleast.co.uk.
So it's the same number for both if you want to donate a bit of time in your life. So you reckon you can do it for an hour a week, or you can obviously get more than that if you've got...
Yes,
time.
I mean, we do have volunteers who support several clients, and we have volunteers who support one client. A half an hour a week phone call, an hour a week visit, that would be fantastic. If you can find half an hour or an hour during your week to support someone, the volunteer gets as much out of it, at least as much out of it, as the clients do. They feel like they've really done something with their day, had an impact on helping someone in the community, as well as very, very often making a wonderful friend.
Brilliant.
I spoke to someone this morning and it was really lovely to hear the feedback, and you do get this from time to time, and just sort of explaining that it was a just perfect match, an older person with a younger lady, and you know, sort of first of all they thought, well, we're not sure if this will work because we're two different generations. And actually, you know, sometimes that can work extremely well. So, you know, and often you can speak to a volunteer and you're thanking them. You're thanking them for their support, and they're thanking you. Mm. And they're saying, well, no, thank you, because if I hadn't have approached you, I would never have met this person in normal everyday life. And they give me so much. So it's definitely a win-win situation with volunteering client. You know, it goes both ways.
Yeah. Opens up your circle to all sorts of people.
The people that I meet as a befriending coordinator, you know, just some wonderful stories, some wonderful interest that I've heard about that, you know, never met before. But I was talking to a client and we kind of phone up and see how things are going once in a while, and yesterday she said, you know, I can't wait for my befriender to call me every week. It's the highlight of my week. And she actually said, he breathes life into my life. He brings life into my home and into my life. And it's just the incredible impact that you can have just with an hour a week is quite incredible.
Yeah. All it takes is an hour. Lovely. So the number again for anyone to call if they want to get involved and be a friend or get a friend, however, whichever way around you want to do it, what's the number for the Essex Befriending Service?
It's 0300 373 333, and the website is www.agewelleast.org.uk.
Excellent. So it's nice and easy to remember. There's a lot of threes in there.
There's a lot of threes.
So if you like your three, you're on 0300 37 33 333.
That's correct.
Is there an option three when you ring up the number? Kelly, Helen, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Oh, thank you, Stuart.
Thank
it's been
you.
Great.
It sounds marvellous. Of course, the Breakfast Club sounds awesome. That's down at the Toby Carver, just up the road. You put your order in yet? What are you having?
Oh, it's got to be the $5.49 all you can eat.
Yeah. Oh, they still do.
Oh, I don't know.
With
about
the
that.
With the $2.49 refill coffees.
Oh, sorry. Right, I'm making mental notes.
So that's open to clients who are on our waiting list. So if any clients are on our waiting list would like to join, please call our number.
Lovely. I'll put all this on the website as well, phoenixfm.com, for us to listen again and get a link to the website and the number as well. But thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stuart.
We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
Big thanks to Kelly and Helen from Age Well East for coming in, our loneliness superheroes, and talking to us all about the Essex Befriending Service. You can, of course, listen again to the whole conversation online at phoenixfm.com. You can also get in touch with them on 0300 37 33 333. That's 0300 37 33 333 for the Essex Befriending Service. Make yourself a friend, have a chat, have a laugh, have some fun. An hour in your week, that's all they're after. Agewell East is where you go. Essex Befriending Service doing great things. In the next hour, loads of great music, top tunes, top chat and all the rest of it. This is Sister Sledge.
I won't tell no lie. All of the people around us, they say, can they be that close? Just let me state for the record, we're giving love in a family dose.
We are family.
Everybody sing,
sing it to me.
We are family.
begun to get our share of this world's delight. High hopes we have for the future and our goals in sight.